Radio.
Justice, Mercy and the Law. A talk by Bishop Comensoli at Australian Catholic University.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. We might just turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, who is the wife of St. Joseph, St. Joseph's feast day today, and we ask for her always maternal care upon us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So anyway, we're having a chat about justice, but I want to actually start by talking, well, not talking about, but putting in your head Andrew Chang and Myron Sukumaran. You know, Andrew and Myron, they're the two who are on death row in Indonesia. They were convicted for serious drug offences in Indonesia and have for the last 10 years been in prison in Indonesia, in Bali, and when they were convicted, they were sentenced to death penalty. So they've been in prison for 10 years, and it looks like they're coming up towards their execution. You may be aware, just in case you're not, you'd be aware that the Australian government and lots of Australians generally, including your own Vice-Chancellor, Professor Craven, the Vice-Chancellor of the university, has been speaking publicly, seeking to change the decision of the Indonesian government about their execution, trying to stop that execution going ahead. Not trying to change their conviction, but just to stop them being executed for losing their life for these things. So you know that story now? Are you familiar with it? Not much? Okay, so you know now a little bit of the story. So Andrew and Myron are their names. And they're on death row, as we would say. I'm going to come back to those two, but they're worth having in your head because it helps us to then look at what justice might be and so on. I'm going to just start with a little quote from Scripture. It's from the book of Amos, the prophet Amos. And just generally, the prophet Amos, in a sense, has become known as the prophet of justice and injustice, he particularly, this prophet of the Old Testament days, has given us much to reflect on what it is to understand God's justice and then how we are just to one another. So Amos says in his letter, in his book in chapter 5, I despise your feasts, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the peace offerings of your fatted animals, I will not look upon them. Take away from me the noise of your songs. To the melody of your harps, I will not listen. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. An interesting image that Amos is painting. So he's talking about things like the Israelites offering their burnt offerings and their various sacrifices. They were doing the sorts of things that the law of Moses called on the Israelites to do. So they were doing everything on the outside that looked like the right thing to do. But notice what Amos says. He says, God says to the people, not interested in all of that. What I'm interested in is let this justice roll down like waters. It's like a waterfall. Think of a waterfall. So the waters are pouring down. That's what God wants, justice flowing. So there's an interesting relationship that here between the law, fulfilling the law, but doing justice. And they're not exactly the same. They're not exactly the same, but they are related. Law and justice are related, but they're not exactly the same thing. And so I want to tease that out a little bit as we go along. today. Okay? So firstly, I want to say that justice is a virtue. Now, a virtue is a good habit. Now, I could go outside at this moment and see somebody on a street who's suffering a bit and offer them some care and what have you. But if I only did that once, that's not a habit. A habit involves an ongoing, a pattern around your life. So virtues are patterns of living. So justice, as one of the chief four moral virtues or cardinal virtues, along with, I think you're doing the other ones, you've done prudence or wisdom or...
and
we're doing justice today, temperance and courage or fortitude. So the four moral or cardinal being the four key, the most important virtues. So justice is considered one of the great virtues. But it's a habit. It's not just something that you do once and, okay, I've done the justice bit, don't have to do that again. it's a habit that we live by. And any habit requires practice. If any of you play an instrument, for instance, or play sport, you can't just bowl up and pick up an instrument and play away. You've got to practice it. You can't just turn up at the footy field and think you can know how to score a goal. You've got to practice. When you go to, for instance, go for gym or something like that, you've got to warm up your body first, don't you? Because if you just dive in and start doing, you know, circuits or something, you're likely to tear a muscle or something like that. So virtue is like a habit of our mind and our heart, a habit of our lives. It's not a physical habit or anything like that, but it's a habit of that we reason through and choose this way of a pattern of living that is good for us as human beings. Justice is one of those. There's any number of other habits. While I'm naming the virtues, I'll name the three theological virtues. I don't know if anyone knows the three theological virtues.
Faith, hope, and love.
There we go. Faith, hope, and love. So the three theological virtues, and I've named to you the four cardinal virtues. Those seven together kind of sum up all that we can say about all of the virtues. So there's more virtues than those seven, but somehow the others feed into those seven, the theological and the cardinal or moral virtues. So what's justice as a virtue? What kind of virtue is it? Well, I'm going to give you a little bit of a definition. And the definition is simply this. Fairness according to the law. Justice is acting fairly according to the law. Now, there's two key words there we've got to think about. Well, what is fair? And what is the law that it's got to be in accord with? So if you're doing something fairly, it's got to be in accord to something, in this law. So what is the law then that we need to consider? So if I can use a silly example, but it's worth thinking about it in terms of an everyday silly example. There is a law that says we've got to drive on the left-hand side of the road. Okay? So there's the law. So we all got to drive on the left-hand side of the road. Well, the fairness in that example of, so if you're wanting to say, if we talk about driving justly in a just manner, then the fairness would be doing the driving on the left-hand side of the road, but doing it in a way also that is respectful of everyone else around you. For instance, so I could drive on the left-hand side of the road and tailgate everyone. Yeah, sit on there. That wouldn't be very good. That wouldn't be just. I wouldn't be a fair driver, would I? Though I'm following the law. The law says I've got to drive on the left-hand side of the road. So we might have laws, but it's the fairness in the application of those laws where justice comes into play. So it's not just the following of the law that is important. It's also the fairness of that. If you go back to that reading from the book of Amos, the Israelites were all following the law. They were making the sacrifices. They were, offering up their prayers and all that sort of thing. So they were following the law of Moses, but God certainly wasn't happy with them. So they weren't living out well the application of the law. I'm going to ask you a question now. If injustice, what laws do you think are the key laws that we would be thinking about if we were thinking about acting fairly in regards to the law? What would be the major laws that we would want to follow?
The rule of law, maybe, that everyone has to be treated equally.
In part, yes. Which are based on what?
Which are based on, an idea of maybe common respect or something like that.
And where did we learn how to understand that? I'm going to just keep pushing you backwards.
Right. Well, I think it would probably be the Christian tradition which helped contribute to
that. And where did that come from?
Maybe the Ten Commandments.
Bingo! So the Ten Commandments provide us with an understanding of how we are to live in right relationship with God and with one another. So that emphasis on the right relationship. How do we live in right relationship with God? How do we live in right relationship with one another? Jesus summed that up as the law of love of God and the law of love of neighbour. But the Ten Commandments are, in a sense, a way in which we can see that living in right relationship defined in terms of laws. So we can all have relationships. We're having a relationship right now, aren't we? Just simply being here conversing and there's a relationship going. But how then you might describe that relationship, we start looking at law. Norms is another word for law. Precepts. These are all words that are connected with the word law. So the laws give us an objective way of measuring the right relationship. So don't kill, don't steal, don't lie, honour your mother and father, honour God, and so on. So we can get we've got this relationship with God and with one another. We have laws that give us a sense of how do we shape that. It's not just anything you like in the relationship, but it needs to be defined. And law is a way in which we can do that. So there's our principal law in understanding our human relationships and understanding our relationship with God. If justice is about the fairness of that law, that's when we start to think about how that might apply in our own lives. And the practice, the virtue, is in the practicing of the fairness in regards to the Ten Commandments. See how I'm linking those together now? That makes some sense? A little bit. Do you want to ask me a question while I'm... You got a little question there? Okay. I'll have a little cup of my coffee. So I'm trying to establish that this fairness according to the law, living fairly according to the law, is not just about following the law in its, obeying a law. It's more than just obeying a law, because if we just obey a law, there's no engagement of me in that. But in a fairness, I've got to consider how am I in relation to this law. Okay? How am I acting in relation to this law? And that's where justice comes in. So justice is not just some system that lawyers and courts and legislators apply. Justice is this virtue that I need to examine in myself, practice in myself, and see how I live it out according to the objective law that we have. Okay? Rightio. So, I'm going to make two other points, and then I think that's enough to try and help you all get started on thinking about this.
Second point I want to make is that often connected to the notion of justice is equity, not equality, but equity. There's a difference between equality and equity. If we're thinking about equality, we might think of something as being equal. Equity brings in a concept of more than just exactly the same, but a way of considering what is good for the individual. So an example here might be I'm not going to be able to think of an example at the moment, but let me try and say that a little bit more. So if you had two people standing next to one another, you might say, well, they're equal in height and they're equal in their sex. They're both, let's say, both females. They might be equal in their, I don't know, their race or something like that. So we can say all that, but equality might make a different kind of measure. So if I can take you two as examples. So you both have eyes, you both have noses, you both have mouths, you both got long hair. So you're equal in that sense. But if I was then to say, well, you've got exactly the same as you've got, you'd be going, no, my eyes are slightly different in shape and colour and what have you. So if I was to talk about how I might, I don't know, this is just a silly example, but, you know, what was good for your complexion, if I was to think about what was good for each of you in terms of your complexion, then if I was just to apply the same application to both of you, because you've all both got eyes and you've both got nose and you've both got mouths, you'd go, no. What's required by you is going to be a little bit different from what's required for you. So equity goes to the person, not just to the general. So generally got eyes, noses, mouths, long hair, pretty faces. There we go. But if I was to consider something about your complexion, you would both say, well, I need this for my complexion. It's a bit different from what the other person. I'm caring for your complexion, so there's the objective thing, but how I would do it would be a little bit different from each of you. So that's equity rather than equality, which is just exactly the same. See the difference? So you won't want to have the same makeup as you have. So there's the difference between in applying the law equally. So we're thinking of fairness of the law, and if we would apply it equally, it wouldn't necessarily reach to what is just. But when we apply the law in terms of equity and we consider each individual person, then we start moving towards justice. The application of fairness in relation to the law. Does that make sense now? Terrific. So that was the second point I wanted to make. So it was the equity bit. The first one was understanding that it's not just a law. Justice is not just a law that gets applied, but it needs to be applied with fairness. Then when we consider fairness, we might look at equity rather than being equal. And if you know anything about politics, the kind of communist way of thinking was to do everything equal for everyone. Everyone got exactly the same. But it was a fail. It was a system that failed. You probably know that personally. Well, you wouldn't, but your grandparents and parents would know of how communism didn't necessarily work well as an economic or political system. So just by applying the law equally across, you know, think of all these people, a law is applied equally to everyone, exactly the same. Well, but that doesn't take into consideration each individual and how that might affect them. So equity makes that consideration of the individual as well. And justice
includes both the objective applying of the law and the subjective, how it applies to me personally. Okay? Okay. The third point I want to make is, there's different types of justice. So we can talk about a kind of a legal justice, and legal justice is how I relate to the laws of the land. So how do I live in our community here in Australia, for instance, here in Sydney? How do I live my life in relation to the laws of the land? Or for you here at the university, how do I live my life in terms of the laws of the university around, for instance, not cheating, or there'll be laws of the university around what you need to attend, the sort of grades that you need, and so on. So there's how do I apply those laws in terms of my life and do it in a just manner. So that's legal justice. Second kind of justice is what's called distributive justice. To distribute something is to take some grain, for instance, take a hand bowl of rice, and you've got these people in front of you who need to eat. How do you distribute so that each person receives what they need within your limited resources? The third one is called commutative justice, and this is what you might owe to you and vice versa. So it's what each owes to the other that's important. It's a justice that has a strong grounding in family life. So what do family members owe to one another? Think of the fourth commandment, honour your father and mother. How do you apply that in a just way? You've got the law, honour your mother and father. Now, the community of justice is that one about your relationship with your parents and your parents' relationship with you. Okay? There are different types of justice. I'm not going to go into the details of that. Just to know that justice is not some one big word that captures everything. There's different kinds of justice. The last point I want to make is to go back to Andrew and Sukumaran. So remembering Andrew Chan's... You know of Andrew Chan and Myron Sukumaran? The two fellows are in Bali who on death row. How do we talk about justice in regards to them? What I want to talk about here is the difference between justice and mercy. Justice and mercy. How do those two differ? Well, we can talk about that whether you agree or not with death penalty. That's not the point I'm going to make here. The point is that in Indonesia, there is a law in regards to a certain crimes. If you commit this crime, you receive this punishment. And that's justice. That's the application of justice in the context of the law of a country. Andrew and Myron, that law has been applied to them. So you could put forward an argument, not going into the question of death penalty, but you can put forward an argument that they have been treated justly according to the law of Indonesia. So it's not as if they've been treated differently from everyone else. So the law is being applied to in appropriate ways. So in a sense, we can talk about the just outcome. The punishment is the just outcome of the crime. Again, not talking about death penalty itself. Australia and Australians generally are not asking Indonesia to just dispense with their laws and say, oh, let them go. They're just saying, in this case, we don't
we want to try and see if we can avoid the punishment of the death penalty. And there we see a difference between what is just and what is merciful. So the way I want to see it is that both justice and mercy come together at the point of truth. At the point of truth. So in this case, we've got the truth of justice relates to the application of the law. The truth of mercy relates to the application as it applies to the individual person. So justice is the truth of the matter. In this case, the matter is drug crime, punishment, execution. That's the truth of the matter. But mercy goes to what is true for the person. So we now look at Andrew and Myron and say, yes, they committed this crime. Yes, in justice, they need to be punished for their crime. But in mercy, for all these other reasons, you know, the reform of their lives, the good that they're doing, the absolute nature of the death penalty, of no chance for further reform or anything. So in mercy, we ask for them not to be executed. Notice also in all of the arguments that that we're not asking Indonesia to change their law as such, but we're asking the president of Indonesia to change his heart. So mercy is a heart, very much of the heart. And so if mercy is about the truth of the person, then it's going to be a path towards love. Justice is the truth about the matter, doesn't necessarily need to involve love. Can you see the difference? So in Indonesia at the moment, they've applied the law justly, because it's the law of the land. They've done it with equity and fairness of the law. What was their fairness according to the law? That's all in place, so it's just. Again, ignoring, I'm leaving out the question of death penalty as a question in its own right. But let's assume that they've done justice. Justice is being done. We want mercy for Andrew and Myron. Mercy is about the individual of the heart, the person. And so it's not a question of asking them to change their law. It's a question of asking the president, who has the authority, to change his heart, change his mind. That make sense? So that's all I wanted to say today. So justice, virtue, a practice, which is about fairness according to the law. The fairness we measure not in terms of equality, but in terms of equity, which relates back to the person. And justice is getting at the truth of the matter, whereas mercy is getting at the truth of the person. Thanks, everyone. Good on you.
That was Bishop Peter Comensoli with Justice, Mercy, and the Law. This talk was part of the Virtues series, hosted by Campus Ministry at Australian Catholic University. And for more talks, interviews, and shows, visit cradio.org.au.